Hello and welcome to my dental hygiene school experience. My name is Dax Ska, and each episode I'm going to share my own experience of dental hygiene school. The highs, the lows, the funny, and the real. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and here's another episode right now. What's up, dental nerds? It is Dax Ska here, and I'm here to talk to you about week 8 in dental hygiene school. Honestly, this week has been kind of relaxed. Not quite relaxed, but there hasn't been as much going on. And although I still feel like I'm constantly busy, in a way, it feels like I have a bit of a break. So it's kind of nice sleeping a little bit more here and there and get my energy back. But yeah, I'll just kind of go over a few of the events that happened this week, and that will be this week. All right, so I'm going to start off with our psychology midterm. So we had that, and I had to make an extra trip into school for that. And, you know, honestly, it wasn't that bad. The traffic, because I was going later, wasn't as bad. I got to school in really good time. I think I was probably an hour early. Maybe the first one there, I can't remember. But this class is typically held online, but because of the midterm, the school wants us to be there in person. But it's kind of exciting because we've never actually met our instructor before, so that was really nice to meet her. And I mentioned last week we were allowed to bring a study sheet for the exam, which I took full advantage of, and because of that I did really well in the exam. A lot of it was multiple choice, and some of it was like select more than one. So it wasn't too bad. There were two questions at the end that were bonus mini essay questions, so they were optional. You didn't have to do them, but I thought, I don't know how well I did. I'm going to just do those questions just to make sure that I get my full, points. So answer both of them. I don't want to miss an opportunity to improve my grade. You know, the first question I felt confident in answering. It was asking something about sensation versus perception. I know what those words mean in everyday language. Actually, that was the second question. I can't remember what the first question was about. Anyway, the second question was about sensation versus perception. And I know what those mean in everyday language, but I wasn't entirely sure what the psychology definition was. And so I answered the question to the best of my ability, and just taking in previous experience, I answered the question. When I answered it, I felt like it's either spot on or it could be complete garbage. But after, I think she said she would mark them the next day. And so when I went back into the test, I looked and I got 4 out of 4 on that question and on the other questions. So I must understand those terms enough to be able to get points on it. Anyway, I'll have to go back and really cement the definitions of those words in my memory. Next, we have our intro to dental hygiene class. So as I mentioned that we were choosing members of student leadership. So we have the president, the vice president, the secretary, the treasurer, and the student delegate. We all voted and gave our votes to the teacher, but unfortunately the teacher wasn't going to tally them right away until after class. So I didn't find out until I was done my commute. And the results, wish I had a drum roll or something, but anyway, I was voted class president. And that's very exciting. I look forward to it. I have many ideas for fundraising since that will be the main focus of what we do. And I look forward to what this year brings. And I love to hear ideas. So if you have any ideas on fundraising, please let me know. It's more like a responsibility. One of my classmates asked me, what are the perks of being president? And I started thinking about it and I was like, I think it's just responsibility, really. But I will take this role very seriously, and I plan to do this to the best of my ability. All right, anatomy and physiology. We started learning about blood and what makes up blood. So I think we may have touched on this in another subject, but this is where we're really getting down to the details, I guess. Something I didn't know about blood is that platelet cells, the cells that clot when you get a cut or something, they're actually just cell fragments. They're basically leftovers that your body still finds a use for. I thought that was really cool. And I also learned that there are several types of white blood cells. I didn't realize that. I thought a white blood cell was a white blood cell. So I'm sure we'll have to know all that information, but I like to draw out diagrams so I can visually see how things are classified. That does help me a lot for some reason. Anyway, this is going to be a very, very short episode because, like I said, not a whole lot happened this week. It's kind of nice. But next week, I plan to have a guest on, and it's one of my classmates. And I'm going to do my first Meet the Classmates episode. And as long as everything pans out, you never know. And after the week after that, I hope to have another classmate on. So we'll see what happens, and I look forward to that. Anyway, that's all for this week. Have a great week and a great weekend, and enjoy that sunshine, I guess, if it's sunny. All right, you take care. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. It truly means a lot. I look forward to sharing more experiences with you on the next episode. Until then, I am Dax Scott, and you dental nerds, keep it real.